In a universe that almost is, just out of reach beyond the edge of reality, mysterious forces underlie the fabric of existence. Energemetra 6, the very energy of creation, serves as both the elixir of life and the arsenal of destruction for its human and not-so-human denizens.
Crushing darkness, whose source they cannot fathom, grips the cosmos and its people. In anguish, they dream of the long-foretold bright star.
Join us as we embark on an epic journey, exploring the universe of Energemetra 6.
And welcome, everybody. And it looks like this time we are actually live, and it is actually working. And this is episode 14 of the Energemetra 6 podcast. And today we are set to read Bright Star, chapter 12. Before we do that, I want to get my value for value ad real fast. The Energemetra 6 podcast operates on a value for value model. That means that we hope if we provide some value to you in your life, that you'll return that to us in whatever way you can manage. If you're interested, head over to e6universe.com and sign up for our email list to get our free ebooks and hopefully buy a physical book or some merch while you're there. Or if all you can manage right now is to leave us a good review somewhere, 5 stars or some kind of positive rating, that's more than appreciated. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. This is episode 14 of the Energemetra 6 podcast, and we are going through Bright Star chapter 12 today. Real quick before we get started, I do want to make a quick note. If anybody has questions for me about Bright Star, about Winter Night, about any of the, any of the things that I've been writing, any of the production of this show, anything like that, make sure you get that email off. It's Jared at e6universe.com. And Mel should be hosting a question stream in the next couple of weeks, hopefully as soon as we get done with Bright Star. And I think with that, we can pretty much get started here. Okay. Take us out.
Worse than the unknown monster of nightmare is the terrible secret it hides. Folk adage common to refugees from Earth. It's headed straight for you!
Shauna was screaming now. Nate cut through the panic with clear, focused determination. Andrew, Shannon, Ty, get her into that suit, fast. Andrew laughed grimly.
These suits aren't fast, even when you're putting them on yourself. Getting one on somebody who's passed out? Fast is a bad joke.
Try pretending there's a change coming. The suit doesn't have to be usable, it just has to keep her alive. Nate was replacing his own gloves as he turned back the way they'd come, wishing that he'd had some kind of practice in preparation for what was coming. His instincts were good, but he had never even seen a fight using Energemetra 6, much less one with a changed. The strain of keeping the bubble active was already wearing on him, and he gritted his teeth as the ship shook again.
What is it doing?
Ty asked, a touch of fear in his voice for the first time.
Hitting doors.
Shauna was terse, her own fear now under control.
Unholy void, as it's so bleeding fast!
Kevin's voice came over the comms, his own fear plain. As Kevin spoke, Nate sensed something coming toward him down the passage with Energemetra 6. It wasn't what he would have expected, more a hole in the energy fields than a movement of them. But it was coming so fast he could hardly believe it. Before he had time to think further, the change hurtled around the curve, bouncing off the outer wall. His first real sight of the creature was its face,
And what a face it had. It was as if a human being had swelled up to twice normal size, distorting features and personality. The whites of its eyes were blood red, its pupils were vertical slits, and its teeth were comically tiny inside a gaping mouth. Horrible as it was, his glimpse was only momentary. Nate wasn't sure how he braced himself. It was as instinctive as everything he did with Energemetra 6. He drew back his fist as the thing closed in, flying toward him down the passage past the curvature of the wall. When it was nearly upon him, he swung, empowering his motion with... was that blue E6? Nate's blow swept 10 feet forward off his fist, transmitted through the fields, taking it squarely in the face. He stared in disbelief as the energy he put into his punch actually stopped the massive thing in mid-jump and blasted it backward to bounce off the outer wall and tumble through the air, disappearing back around the curvature of the passage. Nate's Recomacula flared hot enough to burn him, and he winced. There was stunned silence over the comms for a moment. Then Andrew barked,
"Come on, let's get this done."
Nate didn't dare glance back, as the flailing, almost void in the energy fields finally seemed to catch itself against a girder just past the edge of his vision. The massive thing stopped, almost as if it had to catch its breath. It occurred to Nate to wonder how the thing was still alive in the vacuum, but he felt a tiny smirk of triumph curling one corner of his mouth as it finally, much more slowly, began to crawl back up the corridor. This time, when the change came around the curvature in the passage, Nate only saw the top of its head and its horrible, bloodshot, slit-pupiled eyes. It was climbing along the inner wall as if it were the floor. When Nate didn't immediately react, the monster poked its head even further past the curve, giving Nate another view of its cavernous mouth. Nate could now see the stump of its tongue, ragged and bleeding. Had it bitten its tongue off? The monster blinked, staring at Nate for a long moment, then continued to crawl forward.
"Whoa, what happened to its face?"
Ty sounded horrified, but also slightly fascinated.
"Whoever he might have been before, he's a changed now. That's how they look."
Andrew's reply barely registered for Nate as the monster's arms came into view. Rather, it still had one arm. The other had been replaced at the elbow with some kind of stubby, dark metal tube. Nate only had a few seconds to register what his mind was screaming at him. "Gun!" Then it fired. This time, Nate's instincts were barely enough. The blast of white-hot plasma crossed the distance faster than thought, and only the gossamer skin of Nate's bubble, which he had instinctively, frantically reinforced with a tremendously complex weaving of Energemetra 6, stopped it. The white fire swept over the surface of the bubble, turning the frozen vegetation that clung to the wall outside it into a flash-incinerated mass of carbon, then sweeping it away completely. Where the bubble met the walls, Nate felt rather than saw other substances stripped almost instantly back to metal, which began to glow with incredible heat, even as the plasma blast dissipated. Only Nate's Recomacula felt like it had been hit by the plasma, and the pain made his eyes water as his shield held the heart of a star at bay. Because they were inside the bubble, the impact transmitted sound. A roar like a jet engine surrounded them, then ceased as quickly as it had come. Other than the sound, the inside of the bubble was almost completely untouched. Wisps of smoke rose from the edges of the room where the metal surfaces underlying the floor, walls, and ceiling had transmitted heat through Nate's new shield. The air that Nate still held within the bubble began to cloud with it. Distantly, Nate heard Andrew saying,
"Good. Now her arms. Another minute, Nate. Just another minute."
Nate didn't respond. The constant effort of holding the air inside his bubble was wearing on him. And when he looked down, he dimly registered that something was wrong with his hands. Why were they covered in gray lumps? But there was no time. The monster's maw gaped even wider, and it crawled forward again, then raised its stubby gun arm to fire once more. Bracing for impact, Nate gritted his teeth and tried to prepare a counterattack. The bubble was difficult to hold at the best of times, and trying to focus on doing two things at once with the fields was daunting. This time, when the changed fired, it didn't let loose another blast of plasma. Instead, a fist-sized ball of glowing red energy spat from the end of the dark tube. It was visible both to the naked eye and in the Energemetra 6 spectrum, and even before it hit, Nate could see how tightly packed the weaves of its energy were. What he didn't see until a bare instant before it went off was the layering. A layer of energy that contained the force on the outside with the densest energy inside to create tremendous explosive power. The sound inside their little air bubble was indescribable. The blast it created when it hit Nate's shield tore the corridor in which they stood completely apart. Most of the force was projected out into Resolute's belly, following the path of least resistance and blasting that wall of the corridor, along with parts of the ceiling and floor, into tiny pieces. The outer skin of the ship fared comparatively well, though the explosion did tear a giant crescent of a gash through it, where the plasma had melted away the inner layers. All Nate could see through the gash was dirt. Apparently they'd gone so far down the passage they were underground level in the behemoth. As the vibrations of the concussion faded, Nate reared back and threw his own ball of red energy back at the changed. It was all he could do to hold both the shield and this new projectile in his mind at once, but somehow he managed it. Nate felt his mouth twist in a grimace of satisfaction, even as the burn in his recumocula, which had begun to subside, came back with a vengeance. The ball struck the monster dead on and splashed on collision, flaring against a gray hemisphere that appeared around it. As quickly as it had formed, though, the shield was gone. After a moment, the monster started shaking, and Nate realized that if there had been air, it would be laughing. As it was, its body shook for a moment, then it actually waved to Nate, mockingly. Behind him, Nate saw movement and heard Andrew say,
"There, she's done. Now what?"
The monster had released the wall with its other hand and was steadying its weapon, preparing to fire again. Nate grinned savagely and shifted his focus, using the shield he was already holding to patch the holes in the corridor, while simultaneously releasing it completely on the side that faced the changed. The directed blast of released air pressure had nowhere to go, except straight toward the creature. The rush of wind knocked it backward off its feet, and Nate turned, throwing a punching motion that carried a blast of Energemetra 6 at the crescent-shaped hole the monster had made in the outer wall. He aimed his blow toward where he knew the surface of the ground must be. And once again, whether by luck or simply because he instinctively knew what he needed to do, it worked. Nate's punch ripped the hole in Resolute's outer skin wide open, blasting a chasm from their position to the surface and creating a fountain of debris that shot off into the belly of the behemoth beyond. There was a gasp over the comms, but Nate was already speaking, clutching one arm to himself where his recumocula felt like it was going to burn through his shoulder. "Get her back to Adamant. Hurry!" Nate's hands felt strange, and he glanced down to see that his gloves were gone. They had deteriorated away. Chunks of gray foam still remained, but he could see his skin protruding from the gloves. The suit around his wrists felt uncomfortably tight as well, and Nate realized the suit's tourniquet function must have clamped down to stop his air loss. The monster was already starting to rise again, and Nate pushed everything else out of his mind to begin reforming his shield. He moved forward past the hole he'd made and threw another ball of energy at the monster, this time in blue. He didn't expect a significant result, but he was wrong. The energy caught the monster as it was rising and knocked it down again. Did that mean physical effects just worked better against this thing? That meant that actually destroying it was going to be interesting. Nate turned his head back to see Ty's boots disappearing up out of the chasm onto the surface. As he turned back, another blast of plasma hit him, and he bared his teeth. This time, there was no air inside his shield. Nothing to transmit sound or heat at all. He threw another ball of blue energy, then jumped after the others. As he passed ground level on the way out of the hole, Nate saw Shauna had repositioned Adamant, and his friends had already nearly reached the airlock. He needed to keep the monster's attention away from them. Nate twisted his body and pushed with Energemetra 6, redirecting his flight to send him back toward Resolute, near where he'd first blasted a hole in its surface, what felt like forever ago. Still holding his shield around him, Nate braced for impact, catching himself with his magnetic boots, which automatically locked, then steadying himself to look back at the hole in the ground down the curvature of the ship. Adamant's lights were still active, and the difference between their blinding illumination and the flashing interior lights in Resolute was shocking. As Nate stared back at the hole he'd blasted for their escape, the Change grabbed the edge of the hole with its misshapen hand and stuck its head up into the light. The bloodshot, slit-pupiled eyes and gaping maw were even more hideous in the harsh light coming from Adamant than they had been before. Then, the thing pulled itself up out of the hole in one surprisingly smooth motion. It still struck Nate how incredibly fast it moved, considering how large and misshapen it was. Then it pushed itself off toward Nate with what must have been a tremendous amount of force. Nate pulled his hand back and threw a blue-white ball of Energemetra 6 at the thing, then another. His mag boots were the only thing keeping him anchored in place, and his arms windmilled, and his eyes were fixed on the monster as the first ball of E6 hit it and splashed, then the next. Both impacts slowed its speed, but the monster was nearly upon him when Nate gritted his teeth and held up a hand, then let loose a blast of blue and red Energemetra 6, as thick as his palm, that knocked him almost completely on his back. Still, it wasn't enough to seriously harm the thing. Its shield flared into an opaque gray shell for a moment. The impact of Nate's energy against the shield deflected the monster's predatory leap off at an angle, sending it spinning into space in the behemoth's belly. Nate ducked as it passed by above him, catching a glimpse of its blistered skin as it passed out of Adamant's light. Then he turned to face it again as it twisted mid-flight. It was trying to bring its gun arm to bear on him again, and in the dimness, Nate thought he saw those eyes actually glowing. Nate realized he couldn't feel his hands anymore, and he knew that if he let this fight drag on, he would die as his suit crumbled away and exposed him to the vacuum. Enough was enough. He was going to kill this monster, whatever it took. The Change's weapon must have fired while Nate was gathering himself to attack again, because there was another white flare of energy from the muzzle. Before its discharge could reach him, Nate unleashed a chest-thick beam of blue-white Energemetra 6, catching the blast from the weapon out of its trajectory and simply sweeping it straight back at the monster. This time, its shield went completely solid, creating a dull gray ball around the grotesque humanoid. Where Nate's beam intersected it, the shield flared brighter and brighter. Nate held his power steady, then released his own shield to pour even more energy into the beam. Over the space of almost a full second, the shield turned completely white, then finally exploded like a dazzling fireworks display. Nate's beam passed through the shield and engulfed the creature. Then, just gradually enough to actually watch, the monster disintegrated, its component atoms streaming outward as Nate's beam shredded it at a molecular level and blasted the remains out in all directions. There was shocked silence on the comms, making the eerie, airless silence inside the behemoth all the more glaring. Nate floated, random patches of his suit disintegrating to dust around him, feeling the vacuum as the foam contained in the suit's liner expanded outward and hardened. Even his boots felt powdery inside. Only adrenaline was allowing Nate to overcome the pain in his arm and shoulder now, and he was so used up he felt himself beginning to lose focus. As exhausted as he was, his eyes bleary and breath coming in gasps, Nate knew the fight wasn't over, even now. When the monster disintegrated, it had left behind a shadow. It was barely more than a darker patch of darkness, but it was clearly visible in the glittering, fluorescing remains of the Change that still hung in space, like sparkles behind a sparkler. The shadow thing seemed stunned for the space of a breath. Then Nate felt a presence in the back of his mind.
What are you?
For a moment, the shadow thing hovered. Then it writhed and darted toward Nate as if swimming through the vacuum. It moved even faster than the change had pulled itself through Resolute. Animosity flowed from the shadow, and Nate felt its attention fixed on him, though it had no discernible eyes. It was impossible to get a clear look at the thing as it nodded and stretched through the vacuum, moving like lightning. Before it could reach him, Nate was ready once more. This time, the beam of Energemetra 6 that Nate released was small, no bigger around than his fist, but it emitted so much light in the visible spectrum that even Shauna, protected by the powerful filters on Adamant's huge window, had to look away. It was like a bar of concentrated liquid light that flowed out to catch the shadow thing mid-flight and wrench it away. The bar moved even faster than the shadow, not even stopping when it caught the thing, headed straight for the center of the behemoth. The sheer amount of power Nate was pumping into the beam astonished him, but he was completely certain, deep down, that it was necessary. Distantly, past the ultra-concentrated power he wielded, Nate could feel his environment suit disintegrating around him, puffing to fine dust, releasing its resinous foam, which in turn billowed out to encase him, then puffed to dust itself as the negative energy consumed it. He screamed as the pain in his arm and shoulder doubled and doubled again. Still, he held the beam, pushing the thing even further away. Then, finally, Nate's breath blasted out of his open mouth and his eyes blurred as the seal around his neck was compromised. His body temperature had already dropped, and he was so cold he was shivering. Still, he didn't stop, focusing desperately on his task as his body spasmed. Then, in the last instant before the task was complete, Nate's boots were gone as well, and he was off balance, flailing. Still, he refused to be distracted. When the bar of light, now gathered into a great shining ball around the squirming shadow, finally reached the center of the behemoth's core, Nate willed the power he'd created to contract into oblivion and turned his head away. If anyone had been outside the behemoth within visual range at that moment, they might have thought the great vessel was a colossal disco ball. Every puncture and hole shone brighter than the surface of the system's star for a brief instant. Then it was over. Nate was left floating in space above the monster's vessel, his environment suit reduced to dust. He could only guess that the entropy he shed in using so much Energemetra 6 was the reason for his suit's failure. Whatever the cause, it only took a second or two before he was gasping in the vacuum, his body beginning to seize, his vision gone, pain exploding in his joints. His Recomocula was the only part of him that was warm now, and it still burned as badly as when the Proctor had first given it to him. Desperately, Nate grasped the fields again and concentrated, wrapping himself tightly in a gray cocoon of power, holding pressure in and making air around himself. When he could breathe again, he nearly passed out from relief. His exposure to the vacuum had been brief, only lasting a bare few seconds. 5? 10? Apparently that was enough. He was dizzy and his chest burned. He focused on staying alert, knowing that if he lost his hold on the fields, he would die. His vision was still blurred to the point of uselessness, and focusing enough to get a clear idea of what was around him through Energemetra 6 was a hopeless cause. Feeling cold, except for his burning arm and shoulder, his mouth like a desert and wishing desperately that he had something to hold on to, Nate waited for some semblance of normalcy to return to him. The willpower he exerted in the seeming eternity that followed was as much as it had taken to remain at the telestry for a month. In the distance, Nate could vaguely feel something else. It was like the touch of the shade on his mind before he'd banished it. But that was impossible. The shade was gone. It didn't matter. The strange touch was still there, though distant. Then, as Nate felt himself losing consciousness, an image swam into focus in the depths of his mind. It was a boy, smashing his head against a wall.
I know what... what you are.
The words came to him from a great distance, as if the creature sending them was receding at great speed. Everything went dark.
The Energemetra 6 podcast is made possible by North Arrow Coffee. North Arrow Coffee is the pro-life coffee company where 15% of every purchase goes to support organizations like Crisis Pregnancy Centers, whose purpose is to support women in the most difficult situation of their lives. If you're interested, head over to northarrowcoffee.co and use promo code E6 to get 10% off with your order.
The advertisements featured did not necessarily represent my endorsements or views.
Well, that concludes Chapter 12. Next week, we will do the conclusion of Bright Star and the epilogue, and hopefully the following week, we will be doing a quick Q&A stream with Mel. And after that, we plan on starting From the Void, which is the set of short stories that I wrote about some of the characters from Bright Star. So, for those of you who are watching, we have no end in sight here. Appreciate you watching. If you can think of any questions or if you have anything you'd like to say, please do drop an email, jared@e6universe.com. You could also tune in live. I do have the live chats up now. I can see them on both Rumble and YouTube. We haven't had anybody say anything, but I know we have a couple of people watching. Appreciate you guys, and we will catch you all next time. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Second. Thank you, Third. And see y'all next week.